Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Moib, Radio Pulpit coming to you. I trust you are well, man. I just need to start with this song. This is a song that I usually play on weekends, man. But just to say to the Father, He is our life. He is our reason for life. And we tell Him, You are life. You yourself, Father, Yahuwah Elohim, you are life.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Mabiza Sabel. That's the music of Xoli Mwangwa there, Ungugupila. A beautiful song indeed there. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And Professor Buyi Sondesi will join us at about 6:30. And we were able to join up with Barukia in Cape Town. Waterless! After the elections. Cape Town for you. True colors now.
Shalom, my arm. Shalom to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. Nothing can deter us. I am here full force. We're doing the work of our Father in heaven. So these are priorities. So hence we are here. And we trust we're going to have a wonderful show. We welcome each and everyone from wherever they're listening us from. And also greetings to Professor Wilson Davis. In absentia, solanga santa naata.
We are talking about the causes of instability, spiritual instability. What these are even all about, you know, and what spiritual instability is referred to even these days, you know. Instability is also visible in what we call inconsistency or inconstancy. When people are inconstant, you know, they're not established, they're not firm, they're not steadfast. The enduring besetting into the faith becomes something that is in absentia. And basically, that in itself becomes known as inconstancy. So there are people called constants, eh? Yeah, inconstancy. Now, also, instability is visible in the notion of double-mindedness, where the purity of hearts becomes something of the past. And also, basically, instability is visible in what one can refer to as indecisions, where people are doing things but half-heartedly. As I was growing up, I would hear people saying this, especially in Atteridgeville, amongst the Sotho speaking. And they would say, "Pelo ya ka engwe imo," "Engwe pelo ya ka imo," which means my heart is there, but it is also on the other side, which means this person is undecided. Indecision also regarded and defined as instability. Now, what are some of the things that we look into when we look at ourselves as the body of Christ? What are some of the things that would say these things are making us quite unstable? And what are the signs of instability even in our nation? And what should be our role be? What should our role be as the body of believers, as the church? What should our role be? What should our role be like? And what is our role like currently? Touching that. Instability in all its angles. And it's in all its sources, we touch that. Another notion of it is the scriptural references to instability. Check this one out. Proverbs 5 verse 6 says, lest you ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Lest you ponder her paths. When you look into her path, you start to see her ways that are unstable, which means without steadfastness, without loyalty, without constancy. Instability also would mean the absence of a loyalty. And we know that the word is really telling us to be loyal, to be stable in our faith. Joshua chapter 23, verse 7 and 8 says, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you, you shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor make anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them or bow to them. But you shall hold fast to the Elohim Yahuwah, as you have done to this day. The exhortation to loyalty. And we start to see the notion of inconstancy or instability. And of course, even when we look into, because this has to start, it starts amongst us, then it starts to prevail everywhere else. If the church is stable, it's going to affect the community into stability. If the church is not stable, the community also is not going to be stable. It's when someone speaks about the cell and not mention its nucleus. Back to standard 3 biology. If the nucleus is not working out, man, things are not okay in that cell. That cell will die. It's just like the nation. If the nation doesn't have this living being called the church, being stable, then the nation won't be stable. And today we're going to point all those things that are causing a lot of instability amongst us and how this is permeated into the nation. We're going to look into that. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8 o'clock. I'm hanging out with Baruch Yah in Cape Town. And of course, at about 5:30, we will be joined by Professor Buyi Sondezi.
Funda ukunini, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the Word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Mayaki, let me bring this to you. Instability, spiritual instability comes in many ways, and we see it even amongst us. Look, man, I was studying, doing some research today, and when I was studying, you know, I had to study so many articles, you know, and I switched on to watch the swearing in of members of parliament. Then I moved from there. I looked into some of the stories, the podcasts that are there. And I was just running across podcasts of people who are married to pastors. You know, and speaking how these men have been abusing them. And it's so many of these things on YouTube. I think if you can just say, pastor cheats wife. Dozens and dozens and dozens of podcasts will just pop up. And I just said, okay, if this thing is so more publicized than the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and here is another pastor glorifying the notion of his divorces and the second wife and the notion of the divorce of the second wife and all those things, there's no mention of the Savior. But these are churches, these are mega churches, just amazing. My Achi.
Shalom and Tuda, my Achi. Hey, it's a shame, Achi, how Hashatan has really challenged and entered the church, and where you find that the people that are supposed to give or show direction are people that are very much unstable, are people that are confused.
Mm.
They do not walk the talk.
Yeah.
And that is now something very critical, because you may find that there are, and also how, should I say, how the gospel gets preached, that we also get to idolize these people.
Mm.
You know, and in idolizing them, it becomes a shame, because we do not know what they do in their closets. But when they come before us, they play as if everything is fine. But when you speak of what you watched, I saw some article on X, Twitter, of this woman who got abused by her husband, who's a pastor, and she was beaten and she even died.
Nice.
You know? So it's so sad. And like I said, these are people that we hero worship. You know? So it is so sad, in a sense that you're speaking of the inconsistent, and we're speaking of the instability of these people. So there's a whole lot of things that we have to go through, whereby we can say, when we do what we can call self-examination or identification of one's true spiritual state, we find Khure, the question is, would we look like HaMashiach, the Messiah, or would we be doing the opposite? In previous topics, we spoke of even the radiance, you know, how we ought to be that beacon, how we ought to be that example. So the big question is, and it's not an example because of I come and I just speak, it's the actions. I don't even need to speak. My actions needs to be the ones that are speaking. So, and now when you find that then it becomes a problem, because now it means then that I have gone astray, and as a leader, I am also misleading because of the spirit that I possess. I get to even pray and lay hands on people and say, I'm speaking a blessing over them, but my heart, my heart, what is inside my heart? How do I speak a peace if I don't have peace in my heart? You know, so it's a contradiction. You know, it's instability, it's double-mindedness. And Abba teaches us, we can't serve two masters at a time. We need to make a choice. We need to take a stand of, who do we want to serve?
Yeah.
Are we for righteousness, or are we for evil? So that is a choice that we need to make, so that we and to learn to be obedient, because obedience is key. Loving with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our being. So which means we get to be committed. It's not that one foot in to impress people, because then judgment awaits me, punishment awaits me. So I need to take this serious, to know that if the souls of people that is at stake, they are in my hands, and if I'm playing katsone for maybe the love of money, for my own amusement, I do not know what it may be, but whatever reason, as long as it is not related to having the spirit of truth, then there is trouble. Then there is trouble.
So it's
because also after that, there's a gate that has been opened, right? There's a gate before. These things, we've been working fine with others. We've been consistent. And suddenly, there comes a moment of weakness. So, which means you may find that, hey, I'm tired. You know, I come home like, And by so doing, the longer I stay in separation, procrastinating, you start to open that gap. And the bigger the gap becomes, suddenly the wicked one starts to enter. And he introduces himself. And when he has introduced himself now, hey, get up all. You are this vibrant person, you know, that would wake up in the night and pray and all that. Suddenly you feel like, hey, I can't wake up. It's smaller than things like that, that eventually in the long run, they start to creep in all over. Now what happens when three successive nights is cold? It means then you're not going to wake up, you know? So we are very much challenged on my app. So now it is now what we need to guard against, so that we don't get to go aside to be so deeply for, or that our way determine or to. So we need to come. We need to return. Abba is calling us back. We've been given this opportunity to say, okay, fine, you've made mistakes, but now it's time to repent, so that we can be brought back into the fold.
I hear you quite well, my Ach. I hear you quite well with regards to this. And of course, if you're tuned in, we are talking about spiritual hearing. We are talking about the very notion of our walk into instabilities. Do we really walk right in a stable way, or are we seeing quite a lot of instabilities amongst us? Let me welcome Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Professor, and welcome. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you, my brother. Greetings to you and greetings to everyone in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Let me also greet our brother Baruch here, also the family, the radio pulpit family, and everyone in the name of the Lord. It is a beautiful evening, although it is cold, unfortunately.
Yeah, people start talking about it's a beautiful evening. Hey, you know that people are getting old, man. You know, when they start talking those kinds of things, you start to check them. Have you taken your meds? You know?
No.
It can be a beautiful evening when it's as cold as ice. But I hear you.
We bless God for everything.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. No, I'm just joking. Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, I was just talking to Barukia, and we were touching on this, the causes of instability. And Professor, I looked into some of the verses there. And the Father is really warning us to stay stable, you know, to yearn for stability. Because instability is also some form of indecision. Indecision is a form of double-mindedness, and double-mindedness is a form of doubtfulness. And then we see also the notion of sinfulness coming into the fore, and they imposed, in inverted commas, neutrality, you know, which is something that the devil wanted to do with the church, to make the church neutral, you know, especially with the notion, you shall not judge, you shall not judge, you shall not judge. And now, when we look into 2 Kings 17, verses 41, it says, "So these nations feared the Elohim, yet served their carved images. Also their children and their children's children have continued doing as their fathers did, even to this day." Now, this with regards to instability, it's amazing. They had reverence for the father. But at the same time, they were building idols around themselves, heaping up monies, heaping up fame, and all those kinds of things and stuff. Heaping up notoriety and all those kinds of things. Greed, entertaining greed and all that. And we see that today even amongst us. And now this is permeated into the nation and the manner in which now the nation sees us and starts to behave. If lentole ihlula lo othi ungumzalwane, mina ngiyini, ngizoyenza mir. If I'm seen drunk and someone says, kudakure, hayi nami, hayi sengizobutshela phela, sengizothatha nge-higher grade. I don't know if it is unbeknownst to us, but we are perpetuating a continuum of instability in a way that we are not aware of. And this has become an arsenal of the devil against the church and the communities in which we find ourselves. What's your take, Prof?
Thank you, Brother Ray, for this. In fact, what you are saying is what we normally absorb and adopt as our lifestyle, as the culture, because we normally look for a position that will give us comfort.
Yeah.
While we are unable to do what God wants us to do, we always look for a comfortable position, the point of equilibrium, and then we take that as the point that God wants us to be. And the verse that you just read that says we even teach our children to be on that position.
Mm.
In fact, we don't teach them consciously. Unconsciously, they learn what we do. Unconsciously, they imitate us because we were unable to stand firm in what we are supposed to stand firm at. And this becomes now a lifestyle of the home. It becomes the norm of this home. And we end up doing that because we were unable to do the right thing at the right time.
Mm.
So this double-mindedness is brought by the fact that we are unable to be grounded. So let me go to the book, James 1, verse 8, which almost supports the verse that you just read now. It says here in verse 8, he is double-minded man, unstable in his ways. So what kind of a man is that? This is a man who is doubting who he is. This is a man who doesn't know where he comes from and where he's going. This is a man who is learning everything around him, absorbing everything around him, who is influenced by everybody. At the end of the day, you become double-minded. You don't know what is wrong or what is right.
Mm.
And you end up emulating the world, emulating what the society is doing, emulating what your friends expect you to do. And by so doing, you are not known who you are. What we learn from you, we learn the things of the world, we no longer see God.
Mm.
This instability has taken people away from God because the people who are supposed to stand are double-minded. They don't know who they are. And because of the pressures of the world, the pressures of the surrounding and the circumstances around them, they end up thinking this is the right thing to do. And the right thing to do is the point where they find comfort. It is very, very dangerous sometimes to be more comfortable at a certain thing that you know exactly is not the place where you need to be.
Mm.
Before I came in, I heard Brother Baruch saying, most of the time we're expected to wake up and pray, but you can't really say, hey, it's cold, I'm not going to do that. The conditions are not conducive. So you learn to be conditioned by the conditions. At the end of the day, you take that state that you were led to by the conditions as a normal state, and what is abnormal becomes normal. And these days, we have embraced the abnormality as the normality because of the circumstances, and we are no longer referring to the Word of God and check whether we are still in God and check whether what we are regarding as normal is normal according to God or not. And this double-mindedness, remember, we start from double-mindedness up until we get to a point of stability. Once I get to a point of stability, it becomes very difficult for you to come and move me, because that's a state where I benefit most of the things. That's a state that makes me who I am now, because I get everything in that state. I am comfortable in my bed. I'm comfortable with my children. I'm comfortable with my family. And I don't see, as you said earlier, or I don't see that even my children are now learning from what I am doing. And 3-4 years down the line, I'm starting to blame my children for the behaviors that they have. And I was not aware that I was a teacher of that behavior by the way I conducted myself, by the way I allowed other situations. And these situations have become the standard of living for you, and your family copy that, and it becomes your standard as a family because of these instabilities that are caused by double-mindedness, that are caused by the surroundings, that are caused by the teachings that we receive from the surroundings, from the society, from our friends, from even the difficulties that we go through. When we go through difficulties for a long time, we always want to run away from those difficulties other than to stand with God and for God to come and take us out of that. And we run and look our own way out. And probably that way out that we seek for takes us out of the will of God, because we were chased from the standing point of God by the challenges, and we move to the state where we're not supposed to be.
It is said that we see that and we seem helpless at times. It's like we can't do anything. You know, I've seen, you know, ministries that are so ignorant of the communities in which they are planted. Actually, people who get into that church don't actually live there. There's a Shebin right direct opposite the gate of the church. They've never even gone there to talk to the people. They don't know each other and all those kinds of things. Gate is always locked. The community can't use even those facilities. Basically, it's a sign of instability in that that church is not effective in the community where the Father has placed it. Therefore, it's unstable. It can only be stable when it serves in that community, regardless of where the people stay, but the people are serving in that community. But we don't see that much of the times, and it's one of the most worrying things, isn't it? It just worries that we see these things really not coming along. And one can just say without a doubt, you know, we see this, we turn a blind eye. It's sad.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right then, and you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What are some of the things and signs of spiritual instability that you see amongst us as believers, and also in the nation, in the community where you live? Signs of instability. Let me tell you, When you see a lot of young people, mostly boys, males, between the ages of 15 and 26, hanging out by the shop, it's raining, they don't even stand in the shelter. And they look dark gray. It says a lot about that community. And if you see, most of the boys that are supposed to be at school, they're hanging around shopping complex and spaza shops. It says a lot about that community. There's something that is wreaking havoc in that community. And in this case, it goes without saying. In Mamelodi, they call it Nengeza, Nyaupe. Drugs, tech. Even believers, youth, they take it. And see them dancing and jiving on stages there. High as a kite. It says a lot about our families. There's something rocking our families. And we really need to look into these things. Starts with our families as believers, and then it goes into the churches, and then it goes to the communities. That's how it goes. If we don't address it, it's a big problem. Mayaki, let me bring this to you. I'm looking into the word here and the notion of instability. And remember that I quoted also 2 Kings 17:33. They feared the Elohim, yet served their own gods according to their rituals of their nations, from among whom they were carried away. All right? Let me mix it with what I started with. Proverbs 5 verse 6. Lest you ponder her path of life, and her ways are unstable. The ways of these other nations who follow other gods. Now, it says, you don't know them. These ways are unstable. You don't know them. Proverbs 24:21 says, my son, fear the Elohim and the king. Do not associate with those given to change, which means those who are keen to backslide. We seem to be finding it cool to look like the world, even though we are the church. You should see our songs. I was looking at this other video. These ladies were dancing. These are worshippers. They were dancing and spreading their legs and rolling down and all that and stuff. And the other one was, and people were looking there. Sure. The other one was no longer playing the tambourine. You know the tambourine. Because he was looking at the spread legs with a microphone. Manna! That is a sign of the sexual promiscuity that we also allow in the nation. Because it goes to the nation. And in the nation, we start to see 9-year-olds becoming pregnant. We start to see all these kinds of things. People raping their grandmothers. People raping 4-month-old kids and burying them somewhere in a sand. In Philippi.
I mean, spiritual instability is something, or should I say, it's an abnormal state. And it shouldn't be allowed to exist in the life of any believer. You know? Because
yes,
its consequences are that of the grave in this life, you know, and in eternity. So Abba Yahawa has provided us, you know, that we have to, or according to be given us his word, his scripture, to live life that is of righteousness, or they will call it godliness. So, which means we should be able to resist any form of temptation that may lead to this instability in our spiritual life. So when Rekata, we forget something that is important about us. I always say we are like the ambassadors of heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Right? So we should be representatives or representation of heaven on earth. When the world goes that way, Rona that is how we're supposed to be. Right? And we stand firm. And no matter how enticing this is, you must give the fish what it wants to have it out of the river. So they may come and dangle nice things in front of you, but you say, look, I am fine with this walk where I'm at. Bare are rebatla go huma. Are re lo bofa go tlhona lengaka e na le dinoga, you know, re tla tlhabela bo mamlambo and what you say, ke siame ka se ke leng sone, the way I'm earning my entry na bophelo baka or my salary, it's all fine. So today we have entered into this thing of following unknowingly, and I always say we ought to ask ourselves, where is this written in scripture?
Yeah.
Is it done in heaven? For instance, we will have Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We will have Mother's Day. We will have Father's Day. We will have, you know, all those kind of things. Who is the source? Where have they been all along? Can I be able to pull up a scripture and say, okay, here it is. The scripture says we ought to celebrate this. So it has been nicely packaged in such an attractive way that I may think, wow, I'm actually doing it for my mom. But you find the person that initiated this had a different plan altogether. And now, here am I, following without knowing, less informed, and then I end up into rituals. I end up into satanism. Why? What? Because I didn't ask. I didn't even pray about it. Because we have our constitution, which is the word, the Bible, whereby we can say, okay, let's look and refer. This is what the word says. This is how it guides us. But do we find those? So the scriptures that we read are they speaking of idolatry. They speaking of people that don't have the fear of Elohim. But now, since we can let ratas. So these are not the things that we have ways, we have festivals that we are given in the scripture. When you ask me, hey, what is the festival? Hey, then I open the scripture. Okay, let's go and read Leviticus 23. It's there.
Yeah.
So now at least we know. Oh, now we have evidence. Now we can start to know and say, okay, how do we now get to celebrate this? Anything else that we are celebrating? So you have people by lo gore ba rekelwa dikoloi ke putego. Ga ona koloi wena. O rekela nna koloi. Ga ona ntlo wena. O patella motho mongwe. You know, it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs where we've gone through. Now, when we look at the scripture, a psalmist asks, more scriptures are Psalm 119, number 9, under Bayat Are, how can a young man cleanse his heart or his way? How can we stay pure in a polluted and contaminated environment like ours? We need to find ways to say, okay, I don't want to be like this. I want to be unique. I want, we call it to be set apart. We call it to be kwadash. Now, these are not for me. The family may be in this, but you say, now that I'm learning the scripture, I didn't know. I followed because I was a child, I was young, I was reckless. You know, these things were presented, and as a child, I just got to follow. But now, I'm taking a stand and a decision because I am accountable. I am responsible. It is my life at stake. Jeremiah 33 says, no longer will the children be punished because of the sour grapes that their father ate, but you will stand for your own deeds. So we need to be careful that we don't get influenced. We don't just the spirit of wisdom, Abba needs to be the one that is leading us, that is guiding us, and through his word. If it's not in the word, we need to start to question. We need to go to pray about it, that may you reveal where does this thing come from? And if you have the spirit of discernment, and then he reveals to you and shows you these things.
We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, and we are talking about causes of spiritual instabilities amongst us these days. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. Let's hear what comes to mind, you know, on the very notion and issue of spiritual instabilities. And some of the signs of this that you would see amongst us as the church where you fellowship. As preachers, as you look at preachers, you look at marriages, you look at families, you look at children, some of the causes of instability. And let me say this. I was looking at this guy. I forget his name, but I think he used to do a program where they trap people with girls in hotels and stuff. And he used to wear this pura pura, yam yam yam. I heard someone, maybe I'm mistaken, it's not him. I heard someone saying on TV, saying the most people who will hurt you are Bazalwan, the believers. He was saying that, you know, and I said to myself, but this guy is a preacher. Is it this guy who was trapping people in hotels with little girls and stuff and what and what? And he would say, talk, Ruteri. And now what is he talking about, you know? And so these are the things that we see much of the times. And it's quite sad that things have culminated into what we see today. But we should talk about these things. They cause a lot of instability. Even our own words, they cause a lot of instability. If are not the words that are seasoned as with salt. Now, Professor, let me bring this to you. Jeremiah 2 verse 36 says, why do you gad about so much to change your way? Also, you shall be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. And to me, this has a lot to do with the spirit of adaptations. We want to be so acceptable to the world in that we would adopt almost anything, so that we look cool and acceptable. And that has become our problem. Starting with our suits that look like oil echithekele manzini emvulo. Kuyabona imvula minus 20 and then oil. Aish. Professor.
Yeah. It's very sad because we see these things, and sometimes when we see them, we are not even aware that these are ailments, these are instabilities and sicknesses that have entered the places where we are.
Mm.
It says, why do you go around so much changing your ways?
Mm.
You know, it speaks about somebody who is not knowing who he really is. Where you get, you become that. It's like a chameleon.
Mm.
When I get into a green zone, I become green. When I get into a red zone, I become red, as though I don't know who I am, simply because I get so much influence by my surroundings.
Mm.
I want to conform. I want to adapt. I want to be accepted. I think the need to be liked, the need to be accepted is what is causing these things as well, because there is not enough love in our homes these days. There's no more acceptance in our homes, and we want to find acceptance in wrong places, which is why when I get to a certain place where I would feel accepted, loved, edified, then I get to a point where I can maybe adapt to that place, simply because where I'm coming from, I don't get such things. I think this is some of the things that you need to look at. Our home settings, our background, is the background you're coming from giving you everything that you need for you to be able to function fully according to the will of the Lord? If not, you will look for acceptance in wrong places, which is why this verse is talking the way it is. Why do you go changing your ways? You know exactly that, but now when you get among your friends, you want to be like them. Because you think to be yourself is not going to be taken as a lifestyle where you are. It's not going to be commendable. So you want to fit in. I think that's another thing, the hunger to fit in, because you think where you are not necessarily accepted, you are not appreciated. So if we could learn to appreciate our people, our children, our wives, our everybody who is there with, it's difficult for them to get there and to conform, because this conformity sometimes comes from that. I'm not nullifying the fact that there are peer pressures outside. So I'm not just using this as one rule, because there will be cases, obviously, where people will just want to conform because of peer pressures. Yes, we have those other cases as well. But we also have to look into our home setting, whether our home setting are stable enough to give us groundedness, such that when we go out, we are able to stand as the people who will be able to stand against every wind that will be out there. I was touched when you spoke earlier on talking about the church located in a certain space, whereas the people of that area are not recognizing that there is a house of God and there is a shebeen next door. And I was drawn quickly to what could be the problem. Some of the challenges are coming from the territorial spirit, which I think the church these days must be aware of. I know that most of us will be saying, when Jesus came, when we're accepting Him as the Lord and Savior, He did everything. And we are not aware that there are many issues that we need to deal with, the issue of the spiritual warfare, the deliverances that we must deal with. Not only that, salvation dealt with everything that we will be challenged with. Salvation dealt with our spirit. Yes, we are alive in Christ, but there are still things that are left for us to deal with by the power that we now have, that we receive from Yahushua. So we need to start working on the deliverances of ourselves, the deliverance of our families, and the deliverance of the area, because the territorial spirits will continue to bring instability in the area, which is why you'll find certain behaviors in a certain area, because there is a ruling power in that area which we are overlooking as the children of God. And that ruling power is causing instability into the spirituality of that area. And you will find that in that area, most people are not working. You'll find that in that area, there are a lot of killings, there's a lot of rape, not because people like to do that, but because of the influence of the spiritual covering in that area. And the church, therefore, will need to wake up to that reality, to stand against those powers which are bringing instability in the area. That was just something that touched my heart as you spoke about that. That how do we deal with these things? Is it someone else's fault? I think it is time that God gives us discernment to be able to deal with such instabilities, because some of the powers that we think we know, we don't really know the source of. But if we could get to God, ask God to give wisdom and reveal these things, we then will be able to get to the bottom of the causes of these other instabilities. All right, I want to go to the book of Galatians 1 verse 6, which says, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting Him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. I just want to use this verse to
to reiterate and to confirm the verse that you spoke about earlier on, where now a person is knowing that I am the child of God. But once he finds himself in the midst of others, he quickly deserts God. He quickly deserts the gospel and moves on to another gospel. And this other message that he's taking, he takes it because he is seeing something that he's benefiting from. So sometimes we move from our true gospel for things that will immediately give us benefit. And we will go and consult. Siyofuna isangoma, siyofuna umuntu ozangibulela ngitshela ukuthi why am I going through what I'm going through? And the Bible tells us, I am so amazed that you've quickly deserted Christ because you want to benefit now. And you are going to a different message, a different doctrine, because you believe that particular doctrine and that particular person will give you something that you will benefit from. And these are caused by the fact that we don't want to wait for God. We don't want to tolerate the time of God. We want to make God a medical doctor. We want to go to him and we want God to give us a panaro. If the panaro doesn't work, I move on. I look for another medication. I look for discipline. If it doesn't work, I move on and look for another one. That's how we are treating God these days. And hence we move from him and jump there and there and there. These are all instabilities because we are not grounded in him. We are not treating him for who he is. We are not treating him as the king that he is. Yeah. And hence we end up not being grounded. These instabilities are caused by us not having this faith in God. We don't trust God. We don't wait for God. We don't believe that God will come through for us. At the end of the day, we move from here to there. And hence this verse is talking the way it is talking. You are going to a different message, a different gospel, because you believe you are going to benefit there. And what causes that is that we don't trust God. We don't believe that God will come through for us. Mm. And if we are going to continue like that, we are preaching a different gospel altogether. And hence, you'll find people saying, it's better if behave the way they behave.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, we call ourselves abazalwane, but we are preaching a gospel that takes the people outside of the kingdom by our behaviors, by us not being grounded. So these instabilities are not only affecting us, but they are affecting the work that was done on the cross by our King, because we chased everybody out.
Mm. We chased everybody out. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The time has just gone 3 minutes over the hour 7. We are talking about signs of instabilities amongst us, spiritual instabilities amongst us, and the causes of such, and the manifestations of such also. What are some of the things of instabilities that you see when you look around? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, and drop us a voice note also there. 0826572729. I have people sending me videos of people dancing. What's wrong? Oh, wanna. People are dancing in the videos that people are sending me here. I don't know why.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.